Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I want to share with us five things to manage to be blessed. We want to do some self-management. It's very important in our lives. So the book of Psalm 1 is a very popular part of scripture. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Underline walketh. Nor standard in the way of sinners, underline standard. Nor seated in the seat of the scornful, underline seated. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, underline delight. And in his law does he meditate day and night, underline meditate. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shall prosper.
Receive it.
I said you shall prosper.
Receive it.
Receive grace to prosper.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. You know, God wants us to be blessed people.
Now, when I'm a person, you're in Shira.
So, this first psalm starts with blessedness. And if you look at the life of Jesus, the very first sermon that he also preached was about blessing. Because human beings like blessing. We are creatures of blessings. We are like what they call afflictives. I don't know whether it's the right word. But these insects that like light, when light comes, when they see light, they will be running towards the light after rain, you see? They are creatures of light. That is what we are. We are creatures of blessing. We like blessing. Yes. Wherever there is blessing, we want to gravitate towards it.
Now, any part yet to say,
There is really nobody who desires difficulty. Like he says, in fact, I want to suffer. I want to be sick. You know, I want to be very sick. That I can't do anything. I can't eat. I want my wife to be very wicked and bad. I want my home always confusion. And I want that when I am going around, people will be cursing me left, right, center. There's nobody who really likes a difficult life. We want the blessings.
Now, you see, I want to be a young thing, a young thing. So, be a hard to see me, dear, oh, me, pe, how? You're a young camera, me, so.
As for my children, let them insult me always. No, we don't want that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we love blessing. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to get a correct picture of blessing. Because if you don't have a correct picture of blessing, you'll be gravitating towards something which is not correct. Yeah. I hope you understand
that.
So the concern of the son of David, the concern of Jesus in his first sermon, let these people understand blessing. So that they will strive like these afflictives, they will strive towards that blessing. Whatever you deem a blessing, your prayers are full of it. Some people, their idea of blessing is having a nice house, mansion with maybe escalators, with servants, watchman, gardener, whatever. I mean, that is their idea of blessing. So they will strive for it. Some other people too, their idea of blessing is maybe traveling, getting a visa, and having white people as friends and being around white people. When they come around them, they feel that, hey, the way white people are, you're always with white people, he must be a blessed person. You know, when your idea of blessing is like that, you will pray for the visa, you will fast for the visa, whatever thing, you will strive to that place of blessing.
Na de bibia re wo wutrima wo nim se ye shrade ma uno won pai bonu wo ka se nyina afa bia na wo de wo de ne se se wunya dan kakraka wunya garden boy wunya cook wunya ne o be se watare mpo ama wo a na che se wadane igwe ehn eno du wo shira no ne tu pai bon nyina sa obi su ne de ne se oh se me nya fe sa me kwa brochire na manyon kufo ya brofo na me bampo mo ne na me ho a obi a be hu se me ye shira nti mpai bon nya rade ma me nya visa won comes won wa
whatever the pastor is talking about, his mind is visa. Visa.
So when you are prepared, we preaching one time. She, oh, who was so for nano visa.
Some people too, I tell you what their blessing is, food.
Let's see.
No, I know people like that. I know somebody like food. Hey. No, I sat with this guy. He is from one of the Koreas. I sat with him. Hey, he likes foods. No, he will go for a heap of rice. And he will be making some stuff. You see, his throat will be going up and down. No, he's trying to mix the tino. His throat will be going up and down. The guy likes food. There are people, you know people like that. When they eat and they get filled and they belch. And no, they know, oh God, you have blessed me.
Merci. Obi so ni shira ni aduane. Obe da ba sori ni da ye sumu nyina no anya aduane pa bidi. Obi ni dia wanya ni fufuo na ne nama ya suma na wata tai. Na wetutwe gu ni mu na wam num so agusu na wa kiuga. Obi a wose ah nyame your dog.
Oh yeah. No, people like that, if they see that you are drinking tea or you haven't eaten, they feel that, no, you have a problem. In fact, God has not blessed you at all. As for me, I've had my fufu full. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, that's how some people's blessing is like. Other people is children. God, give me twins. That's their dream. Give me twins. One boy, one girl. They should resemble me.
Do you know
some people, when you tell them that, oh, their daughter or their son looks like that, they feel blessed.
Huh?
Then that is a blessing. They are so happy. Oh, awesome. Huh? They are happy. They are blessed. But God also has an idea of what a blessing is. Verse 3 says that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He is going to have constant supply.
Hallelujah. Now, what's your bet to say, dear? Where Diana was sitting, where's I say?
God's idea of blessing is not today you have it, tomorrow broke. No. Your source is by the river. And you never run dry. You are always fresh. Fresh things are flowing. He says that that is a blessed person.
Hallelujah. No, nyame ne timpo ne se ne on pastor de ba ma on ne no kyna asa. Da bi opesen shira no de ma onu. Dan nyina abrin nyina mu min nyina mu no obenya sen shira no.
That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. That's talking about fruitfulness.
Now I see when imrem mu no obeso na ba.
His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth.
Hallelujah.
A blessed person to God is a person whatsoever he doeth. Whatsoever he doeth.
Yes.
It shall prosper.
Amen. na ha ban so empopoda no si adibibibiara adibibibiara wo beye no ebeyeye
ever prosperous
obeyeye da
evergreen
den nyina no aya ha ban
he says that his leaf will not drop, he will always have leaves, he will be evergreen.
May
that be your portion in Jesus' name.
Receive it.
I believe that the Lord is blessing your life today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Lord told us about some five things that we need to manage, and I quickly want to talk to you about it in order for us to arrive at the kind of blessing He wants us to have. The Bible says that blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The first thing to do to be blessed is for you to manage your walk. Your work is talking about your daily life, your routine, your daily activities. Manage it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The secret of your future lies in your daily activities. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever you are doing is processing you for something. Somebody says that you will become what you are becoming. Yeah, you can't dodge it. Because the things that you give your life to, when you wake up in the morning until you go to bed, is your work, your daily activity. God says that manage it in such a way that you will have. Psalm 1 verse 3. So that you will be blessed.
Yeah. Na ne woman say ni adada wo ya no na esiesia wo ma wo da chi enu ti hwenie amachichemu mien senchire wo ho no wanya.
I want you to look into your life and ask yourself, me cry when I wake up, what do I do?
Mi sa wan kasa hu say sa wo sori anopa da na wo ye.
Some people when they wake up, they don't do anything.
Obo ho sori anopa wo anya hwee.
Hey. They are just there in the house, just walking around. All that they realize is that, hey, food is ready, they go and eat. And then after eating, maybe they watch some television or something like that. And then they say, hey, this is Adasa. And then they are going to sleep. Some people, when they wake up, conversing, they say they are social people, they like talking. So they won't talk to God, or they talk to human beings, they talk about everything.
From social commentators.
Don't deceive yourself. The way your day is, don't think by faith something will happen and I'll be blessed in a miraculous way. Listen, there are steps. He says that what anybody who is blessed, just go into their life. Look at what they do in the day. You will see why they are blessed.
Says
that blessed is a person whose daily activities is not after the lifestyle and the counsel and the advice of unbelievers.
Now say,
the counsel of unbelievers, their lifestyle, their attitude. Blessed is the man who doesn't have that attitude. Their purpose. What do unbelievers pursue? Is that what you are also pursuing? They are going after the thing. Is that your style also? You are walking in the counsel of the ungodly. The way they lead their life, look, they don't esteem some things. You are a different person. You are a believer.
Yeah.
If you want to be blessed, you must not have your purpose like an unbeliever. You must not pursue things like an unbeliever.
Yeah.
They don't have any time for God. They don't have any time for the Bible. When you are reading the Bible, they ridicule you. What are you doing? You are wasting your time. Look, the world is going very fast. You are just slowing down yourself. The Bible says that you are blessed if you do not walk in the purposes and the pursuits of unbelievers.
Yeah. Bible says, we are Wabra won't not send your mumuya for nante. Won tata no masa diomo tata. Esa sa we ye ni pasronko. And sa wo wo to me ka wanyamia sem, wo to me chan wanyamianim. No mba on chan beka se we asine di amrika ko. Na mribe na obe kin kan wanyamia semerian sana wetu anamon. Na se wo be tia oma samadia. And ye na se jina won nanti wanyami muno ne nyama suye.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Don't race after things like unbelievers race. They don't know God. They don't respect God. They don't know the ways of God. You know God. God's hand is upon you. You are anointed.
Yeah.
Why do you live in the advice of unbelievers? Which is contrary to the word of God. You know the word of God doesn't say that. Why do you live like that?
When him say when you meet someone chira we self and who to nipa so. Na then na who tie nipa dwene na we dia ba wo bra. Wo woni me nyame. Woni me say nyame ngo sira wa wo so. Woni me say nyame abasa ye kese wa wo so. Adan ti na who tie ni a woni me nyame na sam na we dia ba wo bra.
Give yourself to the important things of life. There are many things that are urgent, and the devil knows how to wind people up and make them just go in a rat race. But give yourself to the important things of life. Every day you must read. You must read. Make effort to read and store information. Every day you must save. Every day you must give. Every day you must love the unlovable. That should be the daily activity of the believer. Every day. Don't stay in your room without loving any unlovable. Come out, stand in front. That stranger which is going, who is going, just take two Ghana and say, take it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Na so Christo ni ube si de anante e dana wananti ye. E ni se den yi narano. E wase wu ye bibisru kudi se radien monyam. Nia wano wunu jina na dono. Nia wani binu yibifama. Nia ehianu ni ye bibifabuano. Na wu ye wenye anache se wu nanti wanyamia simu.
So from today, change your life a little bit. Change your routine a little bit. Don't do it like an unbeliever. Do it as somebody who knows God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second thing that you need to manage is you manage your stand. The Bible says that he does not stand in the way of sinners. If you have to be blessed, you must manage your stand. Your stand is talking about your position. Manage your position. It's talking about being decisive in life. If you have to be blessed, you have to be decisive. You must know what you want. You must know what you want to pray for. Some people are not decisive in life. They even confuse God. Because today they want this, tomorrow they don't want it, they want that. The next day they don't want that. Even the angels are confused. When they are bringing the answer to your prayer, you change it and you want something else. You can't be blessed that way. You must have a stand. You must have a conviction. And damn all the consequences. Forgive my language. Just forget about all the consequences.
Take a stand. Hallelujah. Watina wasi oje we osrabo fone de beba no emuaye ne beba na wa sesa na adwene ene ti na oha wo mo na mom se wo yo bia open shira dia ene fa wa dwisi ade ba akoso emfa wo ne ebeko atia wo jina sa nsusu no so.
Some people are standing on two grounds.
Ebinu mu jina bia emienu.
They are standing on the ways of God and the way of sinners at the same time.
Na,
like this
omo ba wo mo na mu mienu ne na ba kusi ha ba kususi ha.
Narrow way, broad way.
Nenaba kusikwant. The
life of faith, so-called wisdom.
First
Kings 18, Elijah tells the people, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? If God is God, serve him. If he's Baal, don't waste your time serving God. Go and serve Baal. Manage your stand. You must have a position. You must be a person of conviction. Have a conviction and stand by it.
Now, okay, can't have for woman. I let her be so. I'm saying that Ben Dana Mubet to me, Jina, your mom, you know, and your crosso. Someone him saw Yami and Yami among Somno. Someone him said Belly and Yami and Mopasamosomno, so among Somno. And nothing, ya, Jenna Pobby will trim Nejina Sadian.
The Bible says that a double minded person.
Now, Bible says, Yana Junyan Tantano
is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think he will receive anything from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you answer some of the reason why you can't receive anything? Because you don't have a stand.
Or
you are standing on the way of sinners. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must be a person who is under conviction. You must have some conviction. Something that if they are cutting off your head, you will die for. You know, in other languages, they call prisoners convicts. They are people who are in prison. They cannot free themselves. That they are confined. They are limited. That is how God wants you to be. He wants you to be confined. Whatever thing that happens, that is where you stand. That is your limitation. You are standing there and that is it. We have to be able to manage our stand. We must know where we stand when it comes to where you are going to live your life. Some people, they don't know whether they will travel or they will be in Ghana. God cannot bless you because you are too double-minded. They don't know whether they will do their masters there, they will do it here. Listen, you are here. Make your plans here. And stay here as long as you have a stand. God will bless you.
Amen. And it's a bit more hope. Omo to me nya baby dia omo nya omo adwene se oh same kwa kwa tena brochira na metena ha ana mi school meso so brochira na metena ha o wa heya tena heya na nya nya mi sira no wa aheya ma wadwene nso sisa heya no mi onya me pese ode ma me nya.
Make up your mind about the church. It's not one leg in, one leg out. Today I come, tomorrow I don't come, and all that. Consistency, faithfulness, stand one ground, constancy. This is what I stand for. I am going to abide there. And God says that if you abide, you will flourish like the palm tree.
And until I saw you call Yamusu, Mama Junisipi, and now Abaha, watching our corner when I'm ha, baby, I will pass out some midina horn, not someone who carried Yamu.
Some of us, we have to make up our mind about righteousness. You must decide. You see, sometimes we fall because we haven't made a decision that you will not lie. Decide, I'm not going to lie. Decide. Decide before the temptation comes. Otherwise, you will fall.
Nia woman say, ebi mo hatri ni yamu po atro on tumi niso. Nia mamu sa wuhusu na katra wuhu se, mi ni atro se ba nisa, ube tumi ya jinam po ansana sa haunaba.
Make your stand as a Christian known to people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you need to manage your stand. You have to make up your mind about black people. Make up your mind about Ghana. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to manage your stand. You know what is happening? God is processing us for blessing. The third thing you need to manage is your leisure, your sitting position. Manage your sittings or your relaxation. Bible says that he does not sit in the seat of the scornful. Sitting is talking about relaxing. We all get tired. What is important is what you do when you are tired. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are tired, you don't have strength. So you do not relax with scornful people. The scornful are the people who do not respect you, who despise you, who think little about you. The Bible says that when you are relaxing, you are already tired. When you sit with people who despise you, who do not respect your gift, they are going to squeeze strength out of you. You are already tired. If you must be blessed, go to a place where the people respect you, where they will not scorn you, where they will not laugh at you. They will rather pep you up even in your time of tiredness. But when you go among people who are your enemies, who do not respect your God, who do not respect your Bible, who do not respect what you believe in, who do not respect your convictions, they will overthrow your convictions because you're already tired.
And not to say, bra, she baby, I will quack what you are home. Man, quite near womb, near one you when you're minini, near one nimania woo when you're mere summer woo cranumo. As I saw, quaw, brother than two bed brepa. Never saw, umbra, yamuna, what you are homeno, quite near wo boo, near one nim when yamme, near one near what to hallelujah, as I saw him yamia was to miss answer, or bab woman, what sir, wo umbra, yamuna, what dinner when I saw.
God is not saying that don't relax.
Nami one cassa man, you are home.
He doesn't say that don't have time for entertainment and rest. He's only saying be careful of the rest period. Many people lose their faith in the time that they are tired, their leisure period. Because when they are tired, they just relax with Nigerian movies. And they make statements that you know that doesn't respect what you believe God has taught you from the Bible. So you soak that for 4 hours. By the time you come out of the relaxation, the processing God wants to process you for the blessing, you are falling short.
Watch
your relaxation. Avoid people who scorn your vision, who scorn your church. They don't respect your church. They don't respect your pastor. They don't respect black people. They don't respect Africa. Don't relax with them.
Now, one man, woman, needy, dear, the man, woe, Edema was so for Edema was sorry, Edema be mine, Edema de be our yen, men, you know, woman, chain, and you are home.
Some of them even don't respect your tribe. Don't relax with them. Wait, when you are strong, you can go to them, but when you are sitting, avoid the scornful.
Now, be one pa, baby, I will finu po womu. I notice how fun no sa wa brana wo jewa homia. Manu omu enya bibi aranye.
Some people too, the way that they relax is extreme relaxation. Mm. When they are tired, they think that the next thing that they have to do is sleep.
Now, Obi or Hosua, now whom a jan or quit tripa, not the young sessa wa bra, I dare was so yans or better.
So they develop a habit of too much sleeping. Some people can sleep. Hey, adults, they can sleep. And they will come to church and come and continue. If any of you should mention the number of hours that you have slept and you are here, and then you ask them the number of hours they slept, you see that you should rather sleep and they should be awake. But you see, there is something we call biological clock. They have acculturized the body in such a way that they have to sleep. Oh, may God deliver you.
Amen.
Because God wants to bring blessing your way. And when you have a sleep culture, you cannot manage anything. You cannot manage anything.
Let's see. No, I didn't know so the other side. Napa. Or better with you and run and no sorry, I no pain no sia. What ba sorry dem ha so de nimpa ba wo be da wo dem ha. No ebi no mu da manya fe. Na so wo se wo nyame sra wa. Na de nyina obeba wa dai. Obeda di sra yama no atumi di aye adwuma. Nyame hu ye moba no nyi ye fi sa enanai. Enapoti susum.
So you must have leisure, but it doesn't mean that be idle. Sometimes in relaxing, just read a light material. In your car, buy these tapes. So, listen, buy it. Because God has a habit of revealing things to babies.
Yeah.
The Bible says, this is your gracious plan. That's how you like it. That you hide it from the wise, the people we know that they are the people. You hide it and you reveal it to. That was the only time the Bible says Jesus rejoiced and said, God, that is what you do. Buy these things, so, and play it in your car. Don't be ashamed. The unbeliever is not ashamed of his. You are ashamed. Don't be ashamed. No. Speak in tongues in your car.
Yeah.
When you are tired, it doesn't mean that don't pray. Just speak in tongues. You come to church, you are tired. They say, let's rise up and worship. It doesn't mean that you are tired, so you can sit down. No. There are alternatives to sitting down. You can kneel down. You just kneel down when you are tired and see. You see how refreshed you become. So it's not some extreme thing that you are tired, so nobody should disturb me. I'm sleeping. Please, please, stop the sleep habit. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.